doing great. I tell you what, I want to, you know, get right into this with you and just ask you, because, you know, one of the things is, you know, some people oppose vaccination. They claim vaccines can cause long-term health problems. Can you, you know, kind of take that question and just explain to these people, you know, kind of the science of that if they have those questions?
Sure. You know, it's important to note the way the COVID vaccines are manufactured and the light speed with which they were manufactured without compromising any of the science that and regulatory aspects that were required to have the vaccines. One of the things that's so important to understand is that not only are these novel, you know, two of these are on an RNA platform and the other one's on DNA platform, is not only are these vaccines highly effective, but they are increasingly being found to be safe. And we've been impressed with the safety profile of these vaccines after more than 100 million Americans have received at least one dose of the vaccine. So it's very important that people understand, you know, out there that, you know, there is a program that continues to monitor the safety. For example, when I received the vaccine, I was able to enter my information into the app called VSafe, V for Victor. VSafe app at the CDC, and they would text me back every few days and ask me if I had any symptoms or signs, and I could put that in. So that allows us to gauge the side effect profile and be able to then report the safety profile of the vaccines. Of course, there's going to be, you know, studies in the future about how long-term safety data, what is the long-term coverage data in terms of antibodies developed. But all of the data that we are having now seems to be very, you know, building in confidence in a way that we believe that these are the best weapons right now to help us end the pandemic that is ongoing, along with, of course, social distancing, wearing your mask, avoiding large crowds. This is an important aspect of that fight against this pandemic in order for us to get to a place where we can get back to our lives, we can get back to pre-COVID society.
All right. I also wanted to, you know, talk about, you know, obviously you want young people to know too that COVID-19 can still impact them. It's probably better to be young if you have to get it than older, but I'm sure you'd let them know that they kind of don't let the youth, you know, be the kind of, false, you know, iron shield, right?
Yeah, Kevin, I think it's very important for especially young people to understand that when they get the vaccine, there's a few things that actually are inbuilt to do and to be helpful. First of all, we are just beginning to learn the long-term effects of the COVID infection itself. So is the fact that it could be asymptomatic is true, but then on the other hand, young people who may fare okay after infection, we don't know what the long-term profile will be. So it's very important to protect yourself and do everything you can, including getting the vaccine, to protect yourself now in order to avoid the illness. The second part of this is that the vaccine is very effective. We know that the vaccine has the most robust effectiveness in preventing hospitalization and deaths. That's where the real important piece needs to be understood for us. And the last thing I would say is, look, for all of us, we have families, we have friends, we have neighbors and communities which we want to interact with, where we have our grandparents, we have family members who are suffering from cancer, maybe undergoing chemotherapy, or little children. Not everybody is going to be able to mount a response to a vaccine or be able to get the vaccine. So it's very important for us to do our duty in order to protect them. So only when we are covered and we have the antibodies is going to be one of the very important elements of making sure we're protecting the most vulnerable within our families, within our communities. So these are some of the more important things to think about. We all have a role to play in ending this terrible pandemic. And, you know, getting the vaccine is one of those things to do that helps us, not just personally, but also our family and our community.
All right, another thing I thought you could probably talk about as well is, you know, about the vaccine being safe and very highly effective. Because that's one thing. I think, you know, that the safe has been reported pretty extensively, but highly effective. People have a question about, you know, will this really protect me, for example? And if so, you know, I notice they still want me to wear masks, et cetera. Maybe people, you know, I mean, there's a lot of information out there, and almost information overload, I would think.
Yeah, I think it's very important to understand that, first of all, the vaccine doesn't begin to work immediately. So it's very important that when you take the vaccine, you make sure that you take all, you know, either both of those doses recommended, or in the one dose vaccine, get the one dose. It does take a couple of weeks after your second dose in the case of Pfizer and Moderna, or as well as in the single dose case of the J&J vaccine, to get full protection for that. So, you know, you're going to get the vaccine early when you're eligible. You want to make sure that you're waiting at least 2 weeks after to get the full protection. Secondly, it's important to know that, you know, when you have the vaccine, you have the protection, you still want to wear masks around other people, especially when you're going into shopping or other places, because we know some of the vaccine early data shows that it could reduce your likelihood of spreading the infection, but we don't know that how much. So it's very important that we're not carriers ourselves of the virus, although it may not affect us as much. Now, clearly, these vaccines are highly effective, and that's the reason we have so many Americans taking them on. But it's also note that, you know, there's some mild side effects. You can have a sore arm, especially after the second vaccine and the two-shot vaccine. You can have mild, short-lived symptoms like local swelling, redness, little body aches, fevers, usually 48 hours. So it's important to note that, you know, sometimes the body tells you that the vaccine is working in some situations by having these symptoms, that your body's reacting to it. So in essence, I think it's going to be really important for us to, as we move forward, to make sure that we're doing our part in the community by taking the vaccine when you are eligible, making sure you're reaching out to your local health department, your public health officials to find that out, scheduling appointments, and then you can go to your local health department, your doctor's office, your nearest pharmacy, drug store, and get the vaccine. We have plenty of doses available. It's going to be really important. The sooner we can get more Americans covered, the more sooner we'll have herd immunity. That means that the more of us are going to be able to protect the most vulnerable, and we can get back to things as they were in pre-COVID state.
All right, Dr. Gupta, I appreciate getting to talk with you today. Much appreciated.
Thank you, Kevin. Take care.
All right, take care of yourself. Bye now.